¡Vacílalo, rumbero!
Yo, Football Friday. 15 minutes of heat.
Hey.
I mean, we do it all.
We're good.
We're good. We do it all. By the way, I've been telling you about this for a little while. My friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, they've got this super cool giveaway. You can go to either WQAM.com or theticketmiami.com. Click on a link to register to win a day trip. Miami and Washington, we said that might be the Tua Bowl. It is Sunday, October 13th, so a week from this Sunday. The trip includes a luxury RV for up to 8 people, a driver for 8 hours, which makes it such a pleasure, parking pass, and 4 tickets to the game. And it's courtesy of our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You could see their website for all the terms and conditions, but they're picking the winner this weekend. And then we'll announce the winner on Monday because the game will be that coming Sunday. And we want to give you enough time to invite some friends and plan a great trip. So go to the website, scroll down, or click on the contest tab, and you'll see Camp USA Motorhome Rentals and register to win. And that's the way to go see Miami and Washington, because you'll be in the luxury of one of those RVs, and you'll have your own driver. Stock it up with some food and alcohol. You got your game tickets. You are good to go.
It's like VIP tailgating.
That is VIP tailgating right there. So go to theticketmiami.com. Handle that. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Ira Winderman covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. You can read all his work at sunsentinel.com. It's 15 minutes of heat. Hello, Ira.
Always a pleasure to join you at this time of day, fellas.
For 15 minutes of heat. I mean, he's a consummate broadcast professional.
This dude's amazing.
By the way,
if you're calling me consummate, I got to give you a little backstory here. So, as of course, as you know, 15 minutes of heat is a regular thing, you know, this time every day. Apparently, a certain president of the Miami Heat was listening yesterday to one of your more interesting 15 minutes of heat segments. And I'm speaking to him on the way out of practice today at Kaiser University. And he goes, yeah, the afternoon guys, those guys. I go, you mean Hawk and a Crowder? He goes, yeah, I like those guys. They're very, and then he used the word, interesting. So you have the interesting seal of approval. And just because I don't think Hawk's going to backtrack from what transpired yesterday. So apparently, I did this story on Sunday for Monday's paper, basically saying, here's the entire Heat roster. Let's use 5 words to describe each. So,
which
like
I thought was,
Leonard,
it was a great space filler for the paper and us.
Sure, for you. Okay, so like for Myers-Leonard, I said, like, could be next Kelly Olynyk 2.0, things like that. Well, all of a sudden, in the middle, I think you hit on some names, whether it was Myers-Leonard or Duncan Robinson, and you're wondering if they were white or black.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you ask Solana, who apparently only uses dial-up internet, so the segment goes on and on and on, to the point Hawk decides he's going to give his own words in MySpace with things like, Daryl Macon might be a white player. So I am driving around listening to this. I text Hawkman saying, this is the first time I'm ever going to be fired when I'm not even on the air in the first place.
You didn't write that
so
about Daryl?
Yes, so I would say, or even when you ask Solana the simplest question of, how old is Goran Dragic? And I swear to God, it was like a 10-minute wait when I believe most computers now are equipped with Wikipedia. So it's like, yes, you made a strong impression early in the preseason. So my only hope is this segment actually endures into the regular season.
Yes, well, that is our goal. My goal really is to, throughout the season, just do 5 words about whatever topic we're discussing. I think it's a good way to keep it concise, and you get the point across. You actually, and for people that want to read it, it's at sunsentinel.com. I happen to think it was really good. Your 5 words for Jimmy Butler was something along the lines of meet the team's unquestioned leader, right? I mean, it was essentially something like that. That's exactly what this team needed, right? An unquestioned leader that actually has the resume to back it up, rather than Josh Richardson at the beginning of last season, where it's like, he's going to be our leader, our go-to guy. You just got to take our word for it that he can back it up.
And you know what's interesting is, speaking of Jimmy Butler, and I think some people might have overread this because so much was going on Heat Media Day Monday, there was a quote from Eric Spoelstra that I think crystallized both last season and this season for the Heat, when he said there is no more important relationship than between a coach and a team's highest paid player. Well, we know Jimmy Butler's the highest paid player this season. That's what he was referring to. I don't know if Eric was trying to sort of give us a double-edged sword on the answer, but let's face it, last season's highest paid player was Hassan Whiteside. So I don't know if that necessarily was a dig or a shot, but I thought that was very, very telling the way Eric Spoelstra phrased that. And whether Jimmy wants to be the leading man or not, whether he wants to be captain or not, he is it. He is the guy. And he was asked today at practice after practice about that. Do you have to sort of be the leader? You're, you know, the team's best player. And he gave the old thing, no, I'm not here to say I'm the best player. We're all good players. But, yeah, this is what Jimmy Butler has been waiting for with the Bulls, waiting for with the Timberwolves, waiting for from the 76ers. And with being the unquestionable leading man comes all these extra responsibilities and expectations.
And Ira, how was he at practice? Because we hear all the stories. We heard about him in Minnesota cussing and screaming, cussing out the coach. Like, does he bring an energy to practice that you see first practice, second practice, after not having him last year?
Undeniable. I asked someone who watched practice today, and that's exactly what they said for the session. You know Jimmy is out there. I think for some coaches not as secure in their own skin, I think that's difficult. I think that was tough for Fred Hoiberg in Minnesota, in Chicago, for example, when he was trying to sort of set his own tone. And here you have this player saying sort of, no, do this. We should do this. Why don't we do that? I think Eric Spoelstra, especially now with the 4-year contract extension, which maybe wasn't coincidental either to run with Jimmy Butler's contract, doesn't have that. He doesn't have to worry about a player maybe taking charge in practice because he knows that he is locked in with his team. That is his team. So, yeah, Jimmy Butler is not for every team. I think, at least as of now, Jimmy is for this team.
And Ira, the 4 a.m. workouts, Myers Leonard and Bam, they're up at 3:33 getting there with Jimmy. Is that all Jimmy or is Riley and Spo involved a little bit?
No, that you know what, guys, that's all Jimmy, and I think it's great for show and all that. But I got to admit, when you step back for that, I feel bad for any Heat staffer who I'm sure these guys, you know, Channing, you've been in locker rooms, the equipment managers, the trainers, those guys work endless hours as it is. So I would hope at a certain point after training camp, when we get more on the schedule, they'll be understanding of the team's support staff as well. Because that's got to be brutal for some of those equipment and training and conditioning guys to tape them up for those kind of sessions. Hey, you guys wanted to make a statement. That's what training camp is for. The Heat don't play until next Tuesday at American Airlines Arena, exhibition against the Spurs. But I think even Eric Spoelstra is trying to rein that in a little bit. Give your best, but give it on our schedule as well.
I think it's great optics, though. I really do, because I think it got a little bit away from Heat culture the last couple of seasons, even allowing Hassan to say the things that he was saying about not getting the minutes and whatnot, which never would. And now you've got, you know, James Johnson, who didn't look heavy to me, like, but he, whatever, didn't meet the exacting standards, and you've got Jimmy Butler getting in that early. I just think the optics are really good. Ira Winderman is with us. And I just want to ask about the James Johnson though thing, Ira. It wasn't that he was overweight, right? Because he doesn't look overweight.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. And you know what? You can look like one thing and be in one shape. And all the Heat players I spoke to for the conditioning story I wrote yesterday at SunSentinel.com said the same thing. They said the one thing about this team is they don't pull any punches. They say, this is your body fat. This is your weight. We don't care how you get there. Just show up once a week at that number and we're all good. I think that was a disappointment with James Johnson. I was told today he is back at American Airlines Arena. It's not like they're withholding the facilities. He is training. When he hits his number, he'll be back. I assume it'll be sooner rather than later. I don't know if it was to make an example exactly, but they certainly have gone ahead and done that. My question was, and they're not going to answer this, if it was a guy you were truly counting on and needed in camp to sort of, you know, were ingrained with the other guys, a Jimmy Butler, a Bam Adebayo, a Justice Winslow, would it have been as punitive? Because, guys, let's face it, James Johnson could be sort of a fringe rotation player this year. If they start with Olynyk when he's healthy and they want to put Justice at the four and Derrick Jones Jr. at the four, James Johnson might have been out of the rotation anyway. So it sounds cold to say it was convenient, but I think it was an easier decision. But I also think the Heat want this to go away because every day I go into practice and I ask, and every day I'm told the same thing. We don't want this to be an ongoing story. We are not giving updates on James Johnson. I am curious. There is the Heat scrimmage that 790 The Ticket is broadcasting 4 o'clock on Sunday. I'm curious if James Johnson is going to be in the building. Is he going to be working out that day? Will he be interacting with his teammates? I think Sunday is going to be a very telling day.
I believe he'll be at the concession stand, right?
You see, and that's why when Pat Riley drives around, he's going to have to stop me and talk about the quote-unquote interesting fellas that are doing drive time.
Oh, is that the president you were talking about? Yeah, you had not made it clear up until now.
You know what? The mini empanadas, not the
those
full
mini
empanadas
are good, though, man. You eat a couple of packets of those, man. I could see where you'd be out of shape.
Ira, talking about that Heat culture, talking, you know, just all you hear about Heat camp. Is the Heat camp really crazy? And the other 29 teams is day camp? Like, how much more extreme is the Heat camp than the other teams?
I would put it this way, and players like it, it's very regimented. You know what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and you get to it. There's not a lot of lollygagging between periods. Coaches going, hey, what do you want to do next? I was around Heat coaches who would decide at the last minute how to play the pick and roll. They set a game plan. They do not necessarily practice any longer than any other team, but they go in as businessmen. Eric Spoelstra calls it a business day, a work day. That's the approach they have. The players who fall in line here appreciate that they appreciate from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, we will be going nonstop with the needed, of course, rest and water breaks, but it'll be a professional schedule. It will be grueling. It will be demanding, but it's also nothing unexpected. It's not like they're showing up one day and they're doing nothing but running gassers because the coach is trying to make a statement. It is a professionally laid out guidelines, which everyone knows ahead of time, with the expectation, if you're not early, you're late. With the expectation, if you're a young player, you darn well better be on that early bus, getting in early before anyone else shows up. So there are greater expectations for those who are learning. There is also respect for the older players, which is why, as Solana said in his update, stole from my stuff today, Goran Dragic got to sit out practice today, got to sit out contact, because they realize at 33 years old, it's a little bit different from Goran also. And to get even with Solana, I will be doing the weather for the rest of the show.
We would appreciate that. Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. There's your 15 minutes of Heat. We love you, Ira.
Chance of hail, temperatures dipping to the low 30s tonight. Thank you, fellas.
All right, we love you, Ira.
Thanks.
Thanks!
So we love you.
Thanks again.
From us.
He's not wasting.
You're not going to say it back?
No.
You guys are okay.
I mean, you're not going to say it back? We love you. What happened?
I love it.
Omar said it to us yesterday. Omar said we love you, or he loves us.
I'll end it this way. Thank you, my interesting friends. Thanks, guys.
All right. We love you, buddy.
He never gives up.
There you go. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel, your 15 minutes of Heat.